Era News. I'm Bob Agnew with Washington. Correspondent Rita Foley reports on the man accused of firing a shotgun outside a synagogue in Albany, New York.
A federal court filing identifies the man who fired a shotgun outside a synagogue in Albany, New York, as an Iraqi-born U.S. citizen who told investigators he felt affected by events in the Middle East, they say. 28-year-old Mufid Fawaz Al-Qadir lives in Schenectady, New York, near Albany. He's been charged with a federal firearm offense, and Albany's police chief says they are investigating this as a possible hate crime.
That is correspondent Rita Foley. GOP border negotiator Senator James Lankford says Republicans are demanding more than just additional funding to deal with the crisis at the southern border.
But there are some basic things that we've got to get done on dealing with the asylum process and catch and release, and not literally, as they did yesterday, release more than 10,000 people into the country that literally came in one day and released them the next day into the country.
Senator Lankford was interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network. The ringleader of a group who admitted to firebombing several police cars in Arkansas during the 2020 riots over the killing of George Floyd gets 5.5 years in federal prison.
The federal judge also sentenced three of his co-defendants to 18 months each, and a fourth defendant was sentenced to time served last year. The defendants were charged in the firebombing and attempted firebombing of police cars in Little Rock, North Little Rock, Shannon Hills, and the Arkansas State Police headquarters.
That's Ron DeRockstra. The Supreme Court announcing funeral plans for the late former Justice Sandra Day O'Connor.
The public's been invited to pay respects to O'Connor December 18th as her body lies in repose at the Great Hall of the Supreme Court. On the 19th, O'Connor will be honored in a private funeral service at the Washington National Cathedral. The service is invitation only, but it will be live streamed to the public.
That is correspondent Tayshia Stevens reporting. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com. A growing number of Jewish students say they do not feel safe on America's college campuses.
A new poll released by the Anti-Defamation League and Hillel International finds that only 45% of Jewish young people think they are safe from harm at school. The pro-Palestinian rallies on campus have a lot to do with that. Before the Hamas attack on Israel in October, 66% of Jewish students said they felt safe. In fact, anti-Semitism has been on the rise in the U.S. for several years, as it has been around the globe. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Cosmopolitan magazine has sparked a firestorm of controversy by publishing an article about a satanic abortion ritual. Cosmo bills itself as an international fashion magazine focused on lifestyle, but it has been a strong advocate for abortion since the 1970s. The Satanic Temple has become involved in abortion, filing lawsuits to try and block new pro-life laws in various states. This is SRN News. Norway's government has made a deal with two large opposition parties to open the Arctic Ocean to seabed mineral exploration.
The deal comes despite warnings by environmental groups that it would threaten the region's biodiversity. Norway said in June it wanted to open parts of the Norwegian continental shelf for commercial deep-sea mining, in line with the country's strategy to seek new economic opportunities and reduce its reliance on oil and gas. According to the Norwegian Petroleum Directorate, there are metals and minerals on the seabed that are crucial for making batteries, wind turbines, PCs, and mobile phones.
That is Jeremy House reporting. The use of telehealth therapy for students is on the rise at schools. Video counseling at school was never an option before the pandemic, but an analysis by the Associated Press finds the service is now so prevalent it exists in 16 of the 20 largest school districts and reaches millions of students. More on these stories at srnnews.com.